have something I want.
A blast from the sky destroys the Razor Crest.
It means more to me.
Dark Troopers steal off with Grogu.
Than you will ever know.
The child is gone.
Till he has returned to you safely, we are in your debt.
Previously on The Mandalorian.
Cara Dune, Marshal of the New Republic. I need you to locate someone in the prison registry. Ex-Imperial sharpshooter, last name Mayfeld.
Serving 50 years in the Carthon chalk fields, accessory to the death of a New Republic officer.
Get that blaster out of my face, Mando!
You realize what you're gonna bring down on us?
Think I care about that? Get that blaster out of my face.
I can't do that.
Shion slings a vibroblade into a soldier, bringing him down to the floor dead.
Crazy tweet.
Under red emergency lights, doors start sealing shut. Mando stalks up on Mayfeld from behind.
No!
A long four-engined ship flies through an overcast sky where black smoke plumes from an industrial scrapyard. In the distance, a four-legged mobile loading gantry uses its crane to winch a wrecked TIE fighter out of the debris. Sparks fly as members of a work crew, dressed in drab, mustard-yellow uniforms, labor to carve up the heaps of destroyed spacecraft. A thin-legged droid marches through their ranks, wielding a baton. It approaches a bald-headed man wearing goggles who stands up on a stack of crates using a drill to cut into the pod of a charred TIE fighter.
Inmate 34667. Inmate 34667.
What? What?
Inmate 34667. Descend and receive new instructions.
With his goggles pulled up from his eyes, Mayfeld sets aside his drill and climbs down off the stack to face the security droid.
Can't you see him busy?
Inmate 34667, please salute Marshal Dune.
Kara swaggers over in her wide-shouldered armor.
I remand prisoner number 34667 to my custody.
Affirmative. Inmate 34667, please follow Marshal Dune to transport.
Somebody gonna tell me what's going on here?
Let's go. I've got a job for you.
A shackle releases from his ankle.
Inmate 34667. Please follow Marshal
Dune. Where was she taking me?
Inmate 34667, you have 3 seconds to comply with your new directive.
The droid's baton electrifies.
Okay. All right. Hey! You gonna tell me where you're taking me? Hello?
Kara ignores him as she leads him off.
I mean, it's a common courtesy. Common courtesy to tell somebody where it is that you're taking them. I don't think that's so hard to ask, do you?
He stops in his tracks as he sees Boba Fett emerging from Boba's ship.
You know, for a second, I thought you were this other guy.
The Mandalorian comes down the ramp behind him while Fennec stands by outside the ship. Mayfeld's smile evaporates upon seeing his old frenemy. Mando struts over to the convict and gives a nod.
Mayfeld?
Hey, Mando. Long time. So what, you came here to kill me?
All you need to know as I've been a lot of rules to bring you along.
Why am I so lucky?
Because you're Imperial.
Hey, that was a long time ago, all right?
But you still know your Imperial clearances and protocols, don't you?
Mayfeld watches them all return to the ship. He looks back uncertainly over his shoulder at the industrial prison colony. Facing forward again, he decisively boards the ship. A title appears over black, The Mandalorian. Chapter 15, The Believer. Now, Boba's ship makes a vertical takeoff and starts to pivot into flight position. On board, the Mandalorian sits down in a jump seat near Mayfeld, Fennec, and Kara while the ship's hull rotates around their stationary cargo area.
We need coordinates for Moff Gideon's cruiser.
Moff Gideon? Yeah, forget it. Just take me back to the scrapyard. I'm not doing that.
They have his kid.
The little green guy?
Yeah, the little green guy.
So, I help you guys get him back, you guys let me go?
That's not how this works.
Well, then what's in it for me?
You get a better view.
She turns her eyes toward the ship's windows. Mayfeld pensively slopes his shoulders.
All right, but here's the thing. I can't get those coordinates unless I have access to an internal Imperial terminal. I believe there's one on Morak.
Morak? There's nothing on Morak.
It's a secret Imperial mining hub, okay? If you can get me in there, I can get you the coordinates.
The Mandalorian turns to a control panel.
Fett, punch in the coordinates to Morak.
Copy that.
Boba's ship rockets into outer space. In the cargo hold, Boba calls up a hologram of an outpost.
I did an initial scan of the planet. This is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, it's the refinery right there.
Wonder what they're refining in there.
Looks like Rhydonium. Highly volatile and explosive.
Yeah, kinda like this one, huh?
Mayfeld jerks his thumb toward Kara. Boba shoots him an unamused look.
They have anti-aircraft cannons protecting it.
And a platoon of security forces.
So we go in quiet. Let's go get a closer look.
A new image Iris is in of Boba's ship making its approach on planet Morak. Entering the atmosphere, it flies over lush jungle valleys. A ground-level view shows a 10-wheeled vehicle passing overhead on its way toward a tunnel dug into a cliffside. The Mandalorian and his crew spy down on it from a ridge.
Not gonna need long inside, so once I get the coordinates, you guys gotta get me the hell out of there.
You get to the roof. I'll drop in and pull you out.
All right. Mayfeld and I will swap out for the drivers in the tunnel.
Hey, as much as I'd like to take a road trip with Rebel Dropper here, that's not gonna work.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Well, because these remnant bases are set up and run by ex-ISB. If you get scanned and your genetic signature shows up on any new Republic register, you're gonna be detected, and his gun's out.
You sure do know a lot about Imperial remnants.
Hey, if you want to accuse me of something, then just say it.
We don't have time for this. Fennec will go.
No, I'm wanted by the ISB. I'll trip the alarm, too.
Fett?
Let's just say they might recognize my face.
Great, so it's me going in alone.
No way. The minute he gets inside, he'll tip him off. He'll be a hero.
Hey, this wasn't my idea. I'm doing you guys a favor.
Deal's off. I'm taking him back.
Mando zooms in on a helmeted driver.
I'll go.
Hey, buddy, I might be good at fast talking, but I don't think I can explain away a guy in a Mando suit to Imperial guards. So unless you're going to take off that helmet, it's going to be me going in alone. But say goodbye to your little green friend.
You're not going alone. I'm coming with you.
The others all turn and look at him.
But I won't be showing my face.
Now, another of the 10-wheeled transport vehicles approaches the tunnel with two drivers dressed in Imperial tank pilot uniforms. One of them hits a comm button.
Refinery, this is Juggernaut 5, entering tunnel T-12.
Copy that, Juggernaut 5. Juggernaut 4 has reached the north exit. You're all clear.
The driver throttles forward. Meanwhile, Kara, Mayfeld, and the Mandalorian all lie in wait on the ridge above the tunnel entrance. As the Juggernaut passes below, they leap down onto its roof and crouch to avoid the low rock ceiling. With the drivers, Kara drops in behind them.
What the?
As they turn, they're met with blows to the helmet. Kara knocks them both out on the dash, then pulls back on the throttle. Later, Mayfeld puts on one of the driver's uniforms.
Oh my god, this guy reeked. His gloves are still wet.
Kara stands guard nearby. Mando comes over wearing the other trooper's armor.
Oh, look at this. Oh, the shame. Well, that right there is worth the price of admission.
Kara smirks.
Wish I could say it looked good on you, but I'd be lying.
Just make sure you take out the rooftop gunners, or we're never getting out of here.
We got you.
He hands her his Mandalorian armor in a duffel bag.
Take care of this. Keep it safe.
I will.
Hey, guys. Still on the clock? What would they say on Mandalore?
He turns to Kara.
You know, it's a shame you're not coming along with us. You got such a sunny disposition. Can't imagine how much fun you are in one of these.
Mando and Mayfeld sit in the cab.
What's going on here? Power coil, motivator. There we go. And we are off.
As he pushes the throttle forward, the Juggernaut begins rolling down the tunnel again on its 10 fat tires. The Mandalorian just stares ahead as Mayfeld looks at him in his Imperial armor.
Hey, how's it feel? Huh? Hey, come on, man. You still get to wear a helmet, right? All right, you know what? I'm taking this thing off.
I can't see anything.
Mayfeld removes his helmet.
I don't know how you people wear those things. And by you people, I do mean Mandalorians.
Mando gives no reaction. Mayfeld turns his eyes back to the road as they emerge from the tunnel, the vehicle's segmented freight carriages riding smoothly on their suspensions as the tires roll over the dirt terrain. From a ridge, Fennec watches the vehicle through her scope and spots the convict with his helmet off behind the windshield. She lowers her rifle and holds up a comm link.
Phase one complete. We're in.
Copy. Standing by.
Like a wheeled centipede, the Juggernaut drives onward into the heart of the jungle. Mayfeld glances at the Mandalorian again, then gestures at his own exposed face.
Feels better when it's off.
Mando turns to him slightly and stares at his wry smirk through the narrow visor of his helmet. An aerial view soars over a tree canopy to follow the transport vehicle navigating the dense jungle. Mayfeld squints uneasily out his windows as they drive past the burnt husk of a Juggernaut heaped along the side of the road. The Mandalorian eyes more charred and twisted wreckage on his side.
Juggernaut 4, you're running a bit hot. Be sure to watch your cargo heat limits and speed.
Copy that, 3. We hit a couple bumps. Thanks for the heads up.
Don't worry about the Rhydonium. As long as you drive steady, you'll get us to the refinery.
The shadows of passing trees glide over the windshield as they maintain their course. Up ahead, they see a group of locals loitering in the middle of the road. The people take their time getting out of the way. Mayfeld pulls back on the throttle, slowing the Juggernaut to a crawl as it passes through the small village. Mayfeld watches a young woman cross the road wearing a straw bowl on her head. The Mandalorian notes the joyless faces of a group of children as they roll past. Dressed in soiled yet colorful garments with a yellow scarf around his neck, one boy glowers at him.
Yeah, Empire, New Republic. It's all the same to these people. Invaders on their land is all we are.
The Juggernaut drives on past the shantytown, leaving its tire treads in the dusty dirt road.
I'm just saying, somewhere someone in this galaxy is ruling and others are being ruled. I mean, look at your race. Do you really think all those people that died in wars fought by Mandalorians actually had a choice? So how are they any different than the Empire? Look, if you're born on Mandalore, you believe one thing. If you're born on Alderaan, you believe something else. But guess what? Neither one of them exists anymore.
As the Mandalorian gives him a look, Mayfeld shrugs.
Hey, I'm just a realist. I'm a survivor, just like you.
Let's get one thing straight. You and I are nothing alike.
I don't know. Seems to me like your rules start to change when you get desperate. I mean, look at you. You said you couldn't take your helmet off, and now you got a stormtrooper one on, so what's the rule? Is it that you can't take off your Mando helmet or you can't show your face? Because there is a difference. Look, I'm just saying. We're all the same. Everybody's got their lines they don't cross until things get messy. As far as I'm concerned, if you can make it through your day and still sleep at night, you're doing better than most.
Control, this is Juggernaut 3. We might be coming up on some route interference. Control, we need a new...
What was that?
Please stand by for reroute.
A large explosion mushrooms in the distance.
Juggernaut 4 has been destroyed.
Destroyed?
The Rhydonium is still stable.
Juggernaut 5, maintain speed and course. Proceed with caution. Rerouting
course.
Proceed with
caution? Is she serious?
Control, this is Juggernaut 3. Requesting... Abort!
A second explosion erupts up ahead. Picking up speed, Mayfeld weaves around one of the destroyed vehicles. From behind, a hovering skiff pulls even with the Juggernaut, and one of its occupants leaps onto the rear freight carriage.
What the hell's that?
Mando sees the gang of raiders on a rearview monitor.
Pirates. Keep driving. I'll take care of it.
He opens his gullwing window and starts shooting with a snub-nosed Imperial issue pistol.
Are you seriously shooting a blaster near Rhydonia?
We have thermal detonators.
Terrific.
Just keep it steady.
Get these guys off us! Get them off us!
The Mandalorian climbs up through a ceiling hatch. As the pirate on the rear car goes to plant a detonator on the Rhydonium, Mando shoots him off and the trailing skiff is hit by the explosion. A sensor gauge flashes red until Mayfeld steadies the vehicle, at which point it shows the volatility levels returning to normal.
They're trying to blow the Rhydonium!
You think?
You should have left me in prison!
Mando starts to pull his hatch closed. He pauses when he sees two more skiffs coming up on their rear. The pirates on the closer one angrily brandish staff weapons as they draw close to the transport. Four of them leap aboard. Climbing out on the roof, Mando shoots one of them off with his Imperial gun, then pulls the trigger again. He eyes the weapon. He throws it at the nearest pirate and begins to grapple with him while the other two try to pry a hatch open. Mando kicks his opponent down over the windshield. The Juggernaut jostles as Mayfeld runs him over. The next pirate attacks Mando, shattering his flimsy Imperial armor, but the Bounty Hunter retaliates and drops him onto one of the spinning tires. The last pirate remains, still trying to open the hatch. Mando throws a dropped spear and sends him flying off the Juggernaut.
Mayfeld, pick it up, drive faster!
As the transport accelerates, the Mandalorian nearly loses his footing. The skiffs stay hot on their trail. One of the pirates barks orders to the others. The Juggernaut speeds up, its tires bouncing on the unpaved road. The Rhydonium sensors go into the red again.
I don't think fast is a good idea!
Mayfeld hits the brakes.
What are you doing?
The sensors drop back down into the green. As a skiff catches up, another wave of pirates jumps aboard the Juggernaut and rushes the Mandalorian. He grapples with him, seizing one of their spears and using it to fight off two of them at once until he's brought down onto his stomach. As he gets back up, he takes a club to the helmet, then ducks a second strike, which hits one of his assailants. Throwing punches and elbows, he knocks one of the pirates off the Juggernaut. Another stabs at him, but he takes control of the spear and uses it to bat a second pirate over the edge of the roof where he clings for dear life. As Mando gets tackled again, the clinging pirate grabs hold of him. On the last car, a cohort finally pries a hatch open, revealing the tanks of Rhydonium inside. He activates a detonator. Attaching it to a tank, he waves to his fellow pirates. He leaps back onto the skiff. Mando glances at him, then blocks a punch and tosses his assailant off the Juggernaut. Getting up, he delivers a roundhouse kick to the pirate hanging off the edge, then marches to the open hatch, grabs the detonator, and chucks it. Mid-air, it detonates, throwing him back violently on the roof as the explosion swallows up both skiffs. Jolted by the blast, Mayfeld looks ahead and sees the refinery.
Mando, I gotta stop! I can't cross at this speed!
Mando sits himself up on the roof and sees more skiffs emerging from the smoke. Every one of the pirates activates a thermal detonator. Mando slumps back on one elbow. The skiffs keep pace with the Juggernaut as it approaches a narrow, crumbling bridge leading to the refinery, with a steep drop on either side. Mayfeld pulls back on the throttle, slowing them down. Mando drags himself back to his feet and puts up his dupes as the skiffs close the gap. Blaster fire suddenly strafes the ground. Two TIE fighters come roaring in, shooting at the pirates. The blasts light up the skiffs in deadly explosions. Kara and Fennec run up atop a ridge and watch the TIE fighters swoop out from the blossoming walls of flame. As the Juggernaut crosses the bridge, platoons of stormtroopers and shore troopers come running the other way and make short work of the remaining pirates who continue the pursuit on foot. Mando watches the battle play out from the roof of the transport as it slowly crawls toward the decrepit refinery. Then he turns back to the cab and lowers himself inside through the hatch. Mayfeld glances over his shoulder and watches him return to his seat as they proceed ahead at a snail's pace. Outside, troopers lining the bridge each salute them as they pass.
Never thought you'd be happy to see stormtroopers.
Mayfeld returns a salute. The Juggernaut's big, dirt-stained tires roll past the last few saluting troopers on its way inside an entrance to the refinery. Watching from the ridge, Kara and Fennec swap a look, then start to move on. Inside the refinery, the Juggernaut comes to a stop amid a crowd of workers and Imperial troopers. Mayfeld raises his gull-wing window and folds his door open. The Mandalorian does the same, and they climb out on ladder attachments. His helmet still off, Mayfeld receives a pat on the back from a stormtrooper as they reconvene amid the crowd.
Okay, all we gotta do is find a terminal.
They make their way through the riled-up Imperials. A few troopers shake their blasters overhead in celebration.
It's probably in the officer's mess.
Mayfeld casually returns a salute. The two of them walk over to a doorway and look in to find officers dining in their mess hall. In a corner, Mayfeld spots a kiosk containing a security terminal.
There it is. Good luck.
The Mandalorian hangs back, watching him enter the mess hall. Moving with a confident gait, Mayfeld looks toward a table by a window and is stopped in his tracks. As one of the officers seated there glances his way, Mayfeld turns on his heel and walks back out.
I can't go in there.
Why not?
It's Fallon Hess.
Who?
Fallon Hess. I used to serve under him.
Will he recognize you?
I don't know. I was just a field operative, but I'm not taking the chance. It's over.
Let's just do this quick, and we can get out of here.
I can't do it, okay? We have to abort. I'm sorry.
No, I can't. If we don't get those coordinates, I'll lose the kid forever. Give me the data stick.
It's not gonna work.
Backlit by the window, Valen Hess stares at the back of Mayfeld's bald head while the two of them confer.
In order to access the network, the terminal has to scan your face. Let's go.
Give it to me.
The Mandalorian takes the data stick from him and walks into the mess hall himself. He slows to a stop, glancing at Valen Hess through the thin visor of his helmet and sees him talking with a fellow officer at his table. Mayfeld's old field commander takes notice of the Mandalorian, who offers a salute as he proceeds across the mess hall. Hess keeps an eye on him. Walking to the terminal kiosk, Mando enters a key command. A prompt appears and a grid illuminates his tank trooper helmet as a scanner sweeps down his facial area. The prompt turns red. He removes his helmet, exposing his desperate face. He has a thick head of wavy hair, soulful brown eyes, and a trimmed mustache. He keeps his face to the scanner.
Facial scan complete.
He hits a button and inserts the data stick. A schematic for Moff Gideon's cruiser pops up on screen. Pacing outside the mess hall, Mayfeld glances over and sees the back of Mando's head. Hess and his fellow officer stare at the terminal from their table.
Trooper.
Mando's eyes shift with panic. Hess gets up from his table and slowly starts for the terminal. Mayfeld glances in and does a double take as he sees his old commander approaching Mando.
Hey, trooper.
Mando pulls out the stick.
Pay attention when a superior addresses you. What's your designation?
Transport crew.
What?
My designation is transport co-pilot.
No, son. What's your TK number?
Hess looks him in the face.
My TK number is...
This is my commanding officer, TK-593, sir. I'm Imperial Combat Assault Transport Lieutenant TK-111, sir. And I'm afraid you're gonna have to speak up to him a little bit since his vessel lost pressure in Tainap.
The stony-faced Imperial officer eyeballs Mando, who stares back nervously.
What's your name, officer?
We just call him Brown Eyes. Isn't that right, officer? Come on, let's go fill out those TPS reports so we can go recharge the power coils.
You're not dismissed.
Headed for the door, the two unmasked infiltrators halt in their tracks and slowly turn back around to face him. They stand up straight at attention.
You're the tank troopers who delivered the shipment of Redonium.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mando shoots a nervous glance at Mayfeld. The tall, gaunt Imperial officer moves in closer, scrutinizing the Mandalorian, whose exposed face sits half-illuminated by a shaft of sunlight through the shutters.
Well, you two managed to be the only transport today to deliver their shipment.
The officer reaches up and places one gloved hand on Mayfeld's shoulder.
Come with me.
With the other, he pats Mando's shoulder, then gives a smile.
Let's get a drink.
He pats both their shoulders.
Brown eyes.
Still grinning, Hess steps between them and heads for a table. Mayfeld shoots Mando an annoyed look before following. Outside, Kara and Fennec arrive on another ridge overlooking the refinery. Through their rifle scopes, they study the forces guarding the perimeter.
We're gonna have to take out those cannons if Boba's gonna get close enough to lift him out of there.
Fennec zeroes in on a gunner.
Shouldn't be a problem. You concentrate on the troopers. I'll take the cannons.
Kara gives a nod, then takes another look through her scope and shakes her head.
I wonder what's taking them so long.
So what should we toast to, boys? I can blather on about to health or to success, but...
Hess pours the three of them a drink.
And I'd like to do something a little less rude. Where are you from, Brown Eyes?
The Mandalorian gives him a panicked look and opens his mouth to respond.
How about a toast to Operation Cinder?
Now there's a man who knows his history.
No, I don't just know it. I lived it. I was in Burning Con.
Burning Con? That was a hard day. I had to make many unpleasant decisions.
Yes, you did.
Mayfeld flashes a weak smile that quickly fades.
Entire city gone in moments, along with everybody in it. We lost our whole division that day. Man, I was like 5-10,000 people.
Yep. All heroes of the Empire.
Yeah. And all dead.
Well, it's a small sacrifice for the greater good, son.
Mando subtly shakes his head.
Depends on who you ask, don't you think?
What you getting at, Trooper?
All those people. The ones who died. Was it good for them? Their families? The guys I served with? Civilians, those poor mud scuffers? Died defending their homes? Fighting for freedom? Was it good for them?
But we've outlasted them, son. They're eating themselves alive. The New Republic is in complete disarray, and we grow stronger. You see, with the Redonium you've delivered, we can create havoc that's gonna make Burning Con just pale by comparison. And then they're gonna turn to us once again.
Leaning forward, Hess puts his elbows on the table and folds his gloved hands.
You see, boys, everybody thinks they want freedom. But what they really want is order. And when they realize that, they're gonna welcome us back with open arms.
He flashes a sinister grin. Mayfeld nods to himself. Hess raises his metal cup.
To the Empire.
Mayfeld lets out a chuckle, then blasts him in the chest. A stunned shore trooper takes a step forward. Mayfeld shoots him, then takes out three Imperial officers before they even have a chance to react. The Mandalorian grabs a blaster off the ground and kills a fourth officer.
You did what you had to do. I never saw your face.
Mayfeld holds out Mando's trooper helmet and respectfully averts his gaze. The Mandalorian quickly puts it on.
Security to main con! Security to main con!
As troopers rush in, the two intruders start gunning them down. They back up onto the windowsill without missing a shot.
Ready? Go!
Hold it right there!
In tandem, they both kick out the shutters and climb out onto a ledge overlooking a precipitous drop to a roaring dam below. As a shore trooper pursues them, a blast from above takes him out.
South wall, halfway up.
Got him.
Kara snipes another enemy, who goes plummeting off the ledge. As a trooper fires through a gap beneath a shutter, Mando kicks his blaster away and shoots him point blank.
We're on. Start your run.
On my way.
With Boba Fett at the controls, his ship rises out of the jungle, tilts into vertical position, and fires its engines. Mayfeld makes it to a ladder-like column and starts to climb from a death-defying height. Another trooper emerges from the window and instantly takes a shot to the head, courtesy of Kara. Fennec begins sniping the artillery gunners.
Three shooters, top deck.
Got him.
From the edge of the roof, the troopers peer down at a vulnerable Mando, but are dropped by three efficient blasts from Kara.
Come on, let's move!
The hell you think I'm doing?
Protected by sniper fire, they climb up to the roof. Mayfeld sees Boba flying in on his ship, then takes off running as stormtroopers climb after them.
Go, 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 go!
Sniper fire takes out the Imperial forces as soon as they reach the roof. Flying low overhead, Boba's ship swoops around into horizontal landing position and lowers beside a corner of the roof with its cargo door opening. Mando leaps aboard. Mayfeld follows, landing hard. Shots strike all around them as the ship begins to float off. Mayfeld looks down from the open cargo bay.
Hand me that cycler rifle.
The Mandalorian gives it to him, and the sharpshooter takes aim at the refinery below. He focuses in on a juggernaut poking out from beneath a loading gantry and squeezes the trigger. The Rhydonium transport erupts in a massive fireball that triggers a secondary explosion from another juggernaut parked alongside it and expands throughout the refinery.
Nice shot.
Fennec and Kara watch from the ridge. Mayfeld turns to the Mandalorian.
We all need to sleep at night.
They move inside the cargo area as Boba's ship pivots into flight position and accelerates into the sky. Two TIE fighters pursue from the burning refinery. Boba sees them on one of his ship's sensors.
We got company. Hang on.
Evading blaster fire, Boba's ship banks sharply and tosses around Mayfeld and Mando in their jump seats. Boba looks at his dash panel and flips a button. A hatch opens at the rear of the ship, and an oblong segmented bomb drops out, which implodes in a blue blast. It then explodes outward in a ring of energy that obliterates the two TIE fighters. From the ridge, Kara and Fennec watch the rippling shockwave. They share a smile, then hike off into the jungle with their heavy rifles. Later, they emerge into a clearing where Mando, back in his own armor, disembarks from Boba's ship with Mayfeld.
Well, looks like it's back to the scrap heap.
Fennec nods to Kara, then gives the convict a side eye as she steps past him to the ramp.
Thank you for helping.
Yeah. Good luck getting your kid back.
Facing the marshal, Mayfeld offers his hands to be cuffed.
All right, officer. Take me back.
That was some nice shooting back there.
Oh, you saw that? Yeah, that wasn't part of the plan. I was just getting some stuff off my chest.
Kara shakes her head and turns to the Mandalorian.
You know, it's too bad Mayfeld didn't make it out alive back there.
Yeah, too bad.
What are you talking about?
Looked to me like prisoner number 34667 died in the refinery explosion on Morak.
Mayfeld yields a smile.
Does that mean I can go? Huh? Because I will.
The Mandalorian nods for him to take off. Mayfeld starts to go, then turns back suspiciously and sees Kara's calm smile.
Right. Okay.
He continues on his way, heading off into the jungle. Kara and the Mandalorian watch him go.
You get the coordinates on Moff Gideon?
We did.
What's our next move?
Mayfeld pauses on a hill and looks back to see Boba's ship taking off. Its wings remaining fixed, it pivots into vertical flight position and fires up its engines. The image irises out to Gideon's Imperial light cruiser flying in space, its two forward spars cleaving through the darkness. The Moff paces on the bridge where he's joined by a pair of officers.
Sir, you should see this.
She calls up a hologram of the Mandalorian.
Moff Gideon. You have something I want. You may think you have some idea what you are in possession of, but you do not. Soon, he will be back with me. He means more to me than you will ever know.
Gideon stoically lifts his chin, his shoulders rising and falling with a heavy breath. Cut to black.
Thank you.
Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals, voice by Nicole Zanzarella.